two films out this week offer a change of pace from the summer blockbusters. Instead of superheroes, these movies feature realistic young people. Bob Mondello says American Teen, which opens Friday, is a documentary that plays like fiction. And Boy A, which opens today, is fiction that plays like real life.
At the start of Boy A, a slender young British guy, about 20 years old, faces an older man across a table, looking apprehensive.
How do you feel?
Oh, I don't know. It's like I'm having a dream.
Well, you're not kidding.
It's not a dream, but sort of a dream come true, though it comes with decisions, and he's not used to making decisions.
They said I could choose my own name.
What's wrong?
Any name.
You got one?
I can't make up my mind.
For a decade, he's been officially known as Boy A. That's what the court called him when he was convicted of murder when he was just 10 years old. Now, Boy A, who decides to call himself Jack, has come of age and is being released into a world that thinks him a monster. He doesn't look like a monster. He looks terrified. But as he makes a friend and learns to deal with things that he hadn't had time to learn about before he went to prison, like restaurants, he starts to be less fragile. Then something terrible happens that seems wonderful as it's happening.
She's alive!
He rescues a child.
You okay?
Saves her life, is hailed as a hero, which gets his picture in the paper. So his new identity starts to unravel.
The 23-year-old man was reported to resemble Eric Wilson. Wilson was recently released from prison.
Boy A, based on a novel, is carefully calibrated to explore the solitariness of a character who cannot let himself be known. Director John Crowley employs boyhood flashbacks and scenes of a romance Jack strikes up with a coworker to let you grow attached to him before society lowers the boom. Jack, as played by Andrew Garfield, is agonized and desperately anxious to get things right, something you might also say about the filmmakers who have turned Boy A's very particular story into a scary, universal, and wrenching social statement. If there's a statement in the documentary American Teen, it escapes me. That title sounds just as nonspecific as Boy A's title, but the film's Indiana high schoolers feel less universal than generic. Filmmaker Nanette Burstein follows her subjects through their senior year and shows us kids who seem to have been less intent on math and literature than on studying MTV's Real World and what kind of confessions work best on camera.
I spend a lot of my time playing video games. I love The Legend of Zelda. I don't have many friends, so it's always been really important for me to have a girlfriend. To be honest, I wish life were more like video games, because then I'd always get the girl.
This is the film's representative geek with acne. We also meet a personable jock, an overprivileged beauty queen, a handsome heartthrob, and an independent-minded rebel who seems to have her head screwed on straight.
I applied to San Francisco State University. They have an amazing film program. So I have completely made up my mind to stay away from anything like a boyfriend type attachment. I'm trying to be completely ready to leave Indiana. Knowing me, I will find someone and I won't want to leave. And I don't want that.
Naturally, the heartthrob then comes a-callin'. The students all say and do more than they should in the filmmaker's presence, which certainly makes them watchable, sort of a slow-motion train wreck, but it also raises questions. What was the director's responsibility, for instance, as she filmed one of her underage subjects spraying hate crime graffiti? At what point does the filming of kids behaving immaturely become invasion of privacy, even if parents signed consent forms? And why is the most interesting student on screen, best friend to the rebel, not ready for his close-up? Reticent, not a camera hog, he stays on the fringes of the screen, either smart enough not to crave unearned celebrity or lucky enough not to get it. At one point, his eyes brim with tears, and where the front and center kids have long since grown tiresome, about this American teen, as about camera-shy Boy A, come to think of it, you can't help wanting to know more. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.